sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
A little later in the broadcast, we're going to talk about taking advantage of that sunshine, converting it through solar panels to produce your own energy, reduce your electric bill. But this hour, we're talking about sunshine because every state that I can think of somewhere across America has a weather-related disaster day. We don't. So we need a too pretty to work day.
I'm all for that.
You're a business owner. You run the nursery now, third generation.
Except that I want it so I can work more. If people have the day off, they'll come buy plants. It'd be too pretty to work, but they can work in their yard.
See, yeah,
that would be the part of the bill is it.
It'd be
you don't have to go to the office, but you have to go to the garden center and plant something. How's that?
Mr. Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery joining us, our garden expert. He was in here, and I thought, well, you know, Jay's a business owner. Let's bring him in and get his reaction. And one of our morning guest, Evie from Grand Canyon University, said, well, I would want that bill as long as restaurants would stay open because I'd want to go to a patio somewhere for a glass of wine.
Right, there's the rub. is that everybody, you know, would want it to go do something like that. So, you know, half of us would have to work.
It would be voluntarily. Whatever day it was proclaimed, you'd get a 2 or 3 day notice based on forecast. Governor would proclaim it. And, I mean, yeah, if you ran a, let's say, a power sports company, I would want to stay open because the chances that people would rent more ATVs or boats or Sea-Doos to go to the lake or run rivers, that'd be a great opportunity.
Yeah, I think most businesses will tell you that, or you know, they love the 3 day weekend holidays, President's Day, the MLK Day, the Veterans Day, that give people that extra day off to recreate, to go to the ski lift, to work in the garden, to rent an ATV, to go to the movies, whatever it is. I'm sure that they see a spike in business and in it. In a little bit different tune, that is the community that's lobbied for, and I know people in Arizona have mixed feelings about this, but daylight savings, has been created and really extended the amount of time. It's basically a business tool, especially for highly seasonal businesses in cold parts of the country, so they have longer days to do more business when it's seasonally opportunistic for them to do business.
If you just so happen to be the lucky winner of an Arizona staycation and that day was proclaimed on a Monday, you'd have a whole extra day to come home.
Right.
See?
Yeah, that's the other thing is, gives you another extra travel day. So we like, if we go see the kids in California, we like to get up early Monday morning rather than, coming home Sunday. It's a lot nicer to get up early Monday morning and come home.
I think that is something I'm going to have to add to the bill. It has to be a Monday or a Friday. It'd be too hard to do that right in the middle of the week.
Right, yeah, okay, exactly.
So that's another layer.
Of course, another way to solve some of that is just more businesses should close on Sundays.
Hey, there you go. Sanderson Ford always does.
We do.
Sponsor of
Treeland Nursery does. We do. A lot, I just think that's one way to solve some of that.
There you go. That's the only place you can register for the Arizona staycation is rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a lucky winner every month. That winner gets to drive out to Sanderson Ford in Glendale, go to their demo lot that's always full of the newest, latest, greatest vehicles, whether it's a Mustang if you're looking for speed or a Ford F-150 if you're looking for off-road or even possibly a Raptor. You pick out which vehicle you want, and we'll have a gift basket there waiting for you, filled with goodies for the road and refreshments and snacks and a $250 Visa gift card that'll cover. If you ran out of gas, if you spent more than $250 on gas in the weekend, you didn't stay anywhere long enough to enjoy the sights.
Well, and that might be part of your staycation. There's so much to see. Maybe you want to drive around. And if you're in a cool vehicle, you want to maybe spend as much time in that vehicle as you can.
Yeah.
You know, driving with the windows down or the top down. And
if you're mileage conscious in your vehicle, this would be a great spot to, great opportunity to rack up the miles
there
driving around the state.
Yeah.
So that that gift card will cover most of your food and gas, we hope. And then you come back. Sanderson is closed on Sunday, so they don't have any pressure. If you bring it back on Monday, or they'll have somebody come pick it up for you, depending on how far away from the dealership you live. They're very good about working with you on getting that back later that week. So it's not like you have to fight Sunday afternoon traffic. I will tell you something, Jay. You'd mentioned California earlier. I've always known about I-17 and Beeline Highway coming back from Boy Scout camp or skiing. Last weekend, I was coming back from Marana, and I don't come through Phoenix to get back to Whitman.
Okay, you go up I-8.
I do.
Around.
I take the Phoenix bypass. Well, when 85 dead ends into 10, generally speaking, when I'm by myself, I'm coming back from Tucson, I will go west and catch Sun Valley Parkway and take that around. Well, I had the horse trailer. And off of Sun Valley Parkway, I take a dirt road to then get home. I'm not going to drive a four-horse trailer and a gooseneck on that dirt road. There's a couple washes, too. I think I would probably bottom out and get stuck. So I thought, well, I'll just take I-10 east into Phoenix, catch the 303 in 8 miles, and then go up to Grand 60 that way. That 8 miles from 85 to the 303 probably took a half hour at least.
And when was this? What day?
Sunday afternoon. Oh, I had never seen that that traffic coming back from California.
Well, spring break. And,
it was.
The I-10 between here and L.A. and the truck, the commerce, the big trucks, it's a thrill to drive it.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was awful. I'll risk getting stuck. I'll get the horses out, and we'll just ride home. Leave the truck and come back and pull it out tomorrow.